Slushy Noobs is coming to New York City.
Whoa, wait.
Holy shit, that's how we're starting this shit. Slushy Noobs is coming to New York City. Hamza, whip that dick out.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to Love Island. My name is Alcheska.
What the fuck?
Clarence Angelo.
What?
And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
I ate so fucking hard. Wait, my Terry Black's barbecue cup is over here. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Asian Glow Podcast.
Two sides of the spectrum. No, Terry really, Black's and fucking Loud and Proud weed.
You guys want duality nowadays until you see duality.
Okay. Welcome back to the villa, everyone.
You guys might be wondering why Alcheska's being Aussie AF. Right? Isn't that Aussie?
I don't think it's Australian. I think Love Island's
originally from the UK.
Yeah, I think I was trying to go for Australian, but Love Island is in the UK, so
welcome back to the villa.
So if you clicked on this video, likely maybe some of you guys don't know us. And I think maybe
thank God.
I think what you guys need to know when you've clicked on this video is you are welcome here. And this video, the title of it is kind of on the adjacent side of like queer art. Like putting 20 K-pop. Oh my God, see, we always talk about K-pop on here. Putting 20 pop girlies
in the Love Island simulator.
I think for someone to click on this video,
You're off your meds.
And
you're unmedicated currently, and you're trying to supplement that with this video.
Or you're high as fuck. And so, with that being said, let's be fucking loud and proud this Pride Month. We're gonna talk about pop girlies and put them into a Love Island simulator.
A Love Island simulator. Because Love Island is popping right now.
Love Island is popping right now, and I'm actually not on it right now.
Have you ever been on it?
I don't have Peacock, but I was on this season with Serena.
Oh my God, I didn't even watch that season.
I love her.
But
bad.
I know that she's like boss bitch, like
Texas baddie bitch.
Oh really? Can I Houston. Let me guess.
I knew it was Houston.
H-Town baddie. Because
she's
baddie.
Just so real. She's just so real. And didn't she she's still with her man?
Yeah.
I heard the other couple that people really, really liked from that season broke up. It was like one of her girlies in her main. Was it? I don't know.
She was a fucking baddie as fuck. So anyways,
damn.
Let's get into today's episode. We are, guys, put the bikinis. We're not even in like summer wear whatsoever.
The most summer thing right now is that fan.
Yeah. I look like I hopped off the fucking L train in Bushwick.
You look, yeah. You look like you're in fall season. I kind of look like,
No, you're giving summer.
I think I'm giving butch summer.
It's butch summer.
Not in the island. Not in the villa, bitch.
No.
Not in the fucking villa. I actually
Walking into the villa with in butch streetwear is so fucking funny. Like, that's so fucking funny. And I'm here to slay the fucking girls. Girl, I can see none of your skin.
If they were like, welcome to the island, the newest bombshell, and it's fucking Toti Marie. Do you know Toti Marie? You don't know Toti Marie?
What?
Toti Marie is a character from... Producer, this is Toti Marie. Toti Marie is a character, a butch lesbian character in the movie, I think Four Sisters and a Wedding, Filipino movie. And she's their like nanny. And so
and
she's
if that was
like
a,
grown
if that was
up with them.
If that was a character walking into Love Island, that would be fucking tea as fuck. I would be like, that's my fucking bias, bitch.
I think I'm gonna go as Toti Marie for Halloween.
Okay, so let's get into today's episode. Guys, it's going to be a whole bunch of bullshit today. So, like, strap in and put the mask on because shit's going to be flying everywhere. Put the mask on. The mask, you fucking gay boy. Our producer's gay.
Shall we?
Happy Pride to our producer. Shall we? Shall we?
I think that's good.
Hey guys, today's video is in partnership with SeatGeek. I am so excited to see BTS in New Jersey in a few months. That day is going to be legendary. There are so many artists going on tour right now. Bruno Mars, Ariana Grande, BTS, and Hypen, etc, etc. And with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. Throughout all the years of me being a fanboy, SeatGeek has been what's made all my experiences possible with K-pop concerts, girly pop concerts, you name it. I truly believe that SeatGeek has your back. With each ticket rated on a scale of 1 to 10, you know when you're getting a good deal. Just look for green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So, for you guys, I'm super excited to announce that I finally have a code with SeatGeek. Ah! Use code Clarence10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off the price for your favorite boy group or girl group show with promo code Clarence10. And to make it even easier, let's say you guys don't even have a concert that you need to go to right now. You can click the link in my description so that the code is automatically applied to your account for your next purchase. So I will see you guys at the concert. Thank you, SeatGeek, for partnering with me on today's episode.
This episode is about Love Island. And even though we're not really versed in the Love Island world, I dipped my pinky toe into it.
I'm so shocked. You were never a Love Island girl, were you?
I was never a Love Island girl. I'm a Love is Blind girl. Okay, just because Love is Blind kind of tugs at the heartstrings like way more, and I'm a Cancer, so I really like to cry.
Okay, then I recommend The Boyfriend to you. I truly do.
Really?
I truly recommend The Boyfriend to you because like you are so for like friends to lovers. Like,
yeah, I am. But if it's a reality TV show, like I feel like there isn't many opportunities for friends to lovers, right? They just put them together.
Wait till you see The Boyfriend. Because The Boyfriend is stretched out over a realistic amount of time to become interested in each other.
Like what, a year?
No, it's like 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
That's totally enough time. I fucked someone the day I met them, hello!
You just wanted to say that.
Me so, on The Boyfriend?
So you just wanted
Can to we get that. Him out? He wants to fuck everyone.
I love reality TV shows, but Love Island is, it was just like a whole big other monster.
It's basically, scary to me.
Basically what happened is I was in Seattle, and I don't know if you guys might have known this, but my relationship with my parents is not the best. And so I was spending time with my parents and I was like, oh my God, this shit is so pissing me off. Like it's pissing me off.
The show?
No, my parents. So then I spent a lot of time with my siblings and I love my siblings down. And we were like, guys, what should we do? What should we do? Because our parents are crazy. Let's all just spend time together as siblings. So we sat on the couch and my sister was like, oh, you know what we should actually try to watch? Love Island. And I was kind of not about it at first. Because okay, I was like I was not really about it at first because I was like, doesn't it come out every day and it's like an hour episode every single day? Like
a lot of if commitment.
If it's coming out every day, how good can the editing be? Cause I'm like, they have to film it. They got to edit it and then release it that night or something crazy like that.
No, I mean, this was all filmed like 3 months ago.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's happening now.
Look, in this very second?
They're in Fiji now.
Oh, I thought this was filmed like 2 months ago.
No, girl.
Is it not like a week ago?
No.
I think it might be a little delayed. It's like... They release like...
No chance that they are producing the second it starts. No. But they have live... They have like behind the scenes of it all.
No, the editors are working like double time. Because they released the day prior, I think. And then they released the day prior.
Yeah, but they are like putting out shit every single day.
Okay.
Yeah. So like whenever you're the viewer watching, you are voting. And then the next day it's like... The votes are in.
Okay.
So it's like that. It's very... Fiji. It's super, super soon. It's always in Fiji. This is what I've heard. It's always in Fiji.
The
island... Or the production, like the set changes maybe a little bit.
I'm like trying to see where Fiji is.
I think there is like... There, the set stays the same kind of. But
Fiji's
anyway.
Near Australia?
But anyway... I sit down and I'm like... I'm like, man, okay, fine. Well, let's give Love Island a chance. We click on the first episode and they're introducing all of the beginner islanders.
Okay.
And it's literally them in a music video. Have you seen that meme of the guy spinning around with a suitcase? It's that. They're making them mouth words to a fucking music video that was, or like a song that was made for Love Island. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, I was like, This is a joke of a fucking show already. And these people are crazy. I don't know how they get these people, like, if it's from the same city or if it's just, like, all over the United States. But these bitches are crazy.
No, I love it.
They are always horny. And they're always half naked, but they're always like,
that's the whole concept though, right?
That is the whole concept. And the I don't know, I haven't kept up with it, but I'm assuming you need to stay a couple to win the prize money.
Yeah,
or maybe the prize is you are the couple,
if
you're
the ending couple, you get money.
Oh, period.
Yeah. And also, like, they've all like worked out for like probably at least 6 months to like look good for the show.
10,000%.
And also on the show, they're working out even more. Of course they're gonna be horned up every single day.
Yes, because they're all tired. They're gonna take a shower and they're like, oh my god, I just had my pump. I need to have sex in the next 20 minutes.
Exactly. And real.
Yuck! Anyway,
have y'all ever run to walk to a post gym session, girl? Not that I would know, because I'm abstinent.
Okay, sure. But there's like cute traditions.
My toes.
There's cute traditions on Love Island. Like, the guys always make breakfast for the girls. Yes. They really romanticize the shit out of it.
Yeah.
But
okay, so where are you going with this? Do you like Love Island or do you hate Love Island?
I feel kind of indifferent about it.
But you're keeping up.
I don't have
this whole time. I thought you were keeping up.
No, I don't have the Peacock login.
Oh. Okay, so what we're gonna do in this video? We're gonna do in this video is to connect the celebration that is Pride Month and also connect the worldwide, arguably larger celebration that is Love Island.
Yeah, I literally swiped through 4 people's stories and they're all talking Love about Love Island.
And then only 2 of them were talking about Pride Month. So to combine the two, we thought, hey, let's put pop girlies, gay pop girlies, into a Love Island simulator.
Woo!
Yeah. And I feel like this is just gonna be like some silly little summer shenanigans.
Yeah, summer's for fun, and this is kind of stupid fun, and so is Love Island, and so is Pride Month.
Like, this is giving, this is like the energy of like me and you just got back from the pool, we just had our little nap.
Yeah.
We showered.
This is us like perusing the internet when we're 13.
We're like on Omegle, and we're like, what should we do next? Like, now that we're done with Omegle.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
Now we're on.
That's so fun, and we're about to make s'mores.
Exactly. Before making s'mores, you have to look at day tips on Omegle. You'd be like, there's day tip in front of me. I need to click clock, get off this site.
I need to click clock and get off this site.
and then you're now on here. After a few BuzzFeed quizzes, of course. So then in front of us, actually, our producer has a Love Island simulator. And we're just going to fucking hit this shit.
We're going to hit this shit and it's going to be stupid. And I mean, you're sat here for it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put in some pop girls
of 2026 into the Love Island simulator. And I really, really hope this is kind of specific because the challenges that they do on Love Island are crazy.
I don't really know what the simulator will do. It might be doo-doo, but you know what? We'll make it entertaining even if it's not.
Okay, let me tell you, I've only seen 3 episodes of Love Island.
It's quite specific. Like, it gets down to like, oh, this is the game they did today, and like, blah, blah.
Oh my god, the games that they play on Love Island are ridiculous.
They just like hump each other the whole time.
Episode 1? Oh my god. Episode 1, there were 3 humongous doors, taller than this door frame.
Okay.
And it was like, stand in front, girls and guys were separated, and the host goes, stand in front of the door, stand in front of the pet that you like the most. And there were 3 doors. It was like dog, cat, plants.
Okay.
And then each girl and guy stepped in front of the door, like, and then they would open it. And if there's someone on the opposite side, you have to make out with them for like 10 seconds. Let's get into the villa.
Okay, so the first pop girly that we have chosen to go into Love Island is no one other than Mother
the
herself.
Pop girly.
Kyo from P1 Harmony.
First one in the villa. This is like beginner villa.
Releaser
right?
of the album.
Starting Islanders.
Eternal Sunshine, Kyo from P1 Harmony. Either. Okay, so how this audio listeners, how this
yeah,
works.
Yeah, let's explain it.
How this works is we put in the name. So far, we put Kehoe. You put the gender. And then we select three personality types, and they're going to be all put into this, like kind of like coded machine. Whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Whoa, this is crazy. Vibe label.
Okay, so personality traits of Kehoe.
Is there a gay? A gay trait?
I say we do funny.
Let's do funny.
Okay, there's clever, flirty, let's hilarious, sneaky, compassionate,
let's do sneaky,
quiet, jealous, outspoken, loud, cocky, charming, humble, kind. Yeah, we should do sneaky.
Sneaky and...
Let's do
genuine. He's genuine.
Yes, let's do genuine. That's a great one. Where is genuine?
It's next okay. to kind. There we go.
Okay, and then you have to put in a little vibe label. Let's put in like...
Throat goat. Because he's a good singer.
You cannot put throat goat for Kehoe. Let's do
Bay Area boy.
Let's do Canadian trade.
Canadian trade. Like, throat goat was really like shot down like that. Like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure someone is labeled throat goat on Love Island.
Well, this.
Okay. Calling all throat goats.
So we have Kehoe in there.
All throat goats.
Boom, we got Kehoe in there.
Bow. Hey. The next one that we have in the villa.
Walking in.
Okay. You do the music. Okay, you do the music. Welcome to the villa. Ariana Grande. Hey. Guys, of course we have to put her shit on there. I'm pretty sure they use her music on the show.
We gotta put Ariana Grande on there.
Gender. I need to see her kiss a girl.
That's fine. Then we can keep it. We keep her a girl. Keep her as a girl. Vibe label. Vocal deep. Mother vocal. mother. Please just put mother. Mother
with an A, with an A
also,
at the end.
Also, guys, we're mixing up girls and boys so that there's like intercourse? Inter.
No, M-O-T-H-A. Mothera.
Bitch, did you not know how to spell mother?
No, I said mother with an A, like mother.
Oh. No, just put mother.
Get rid of the R. Get rid of the R. He said mother.
Let's do for this one, compassionate, undeniably.
Compassionate.
Humble. Yeah, she's humble.
She is humble. I didn't say anything. Let's do jealous, because she has break up with your girlfriend.
Period. Just to keep it spicy.
Yeah.
From, where the fuck is she from? The East Coast, probably? I don't know. Sabrina Carpenter!
She's funny. Traits. She is funny as fuck. She is charming.
Yeah, she's charming.
She is also confident.
Yes. I would say straightforward.
I wish a horny label was on here.
Straightforward more than confident.
Okay.
Because she almost switched her contacts just so that she could have brown eyes. That's not confident energy.
Oh, but that was the old her.
Exactly. But it's all of us at the same time.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay. All right. Next one. You do the music. From the streets of Korea, welcome to the villa, Park Jimin!
His vibe level should literally just be BTS.
No, it can't. It has to be like
main dancer.
Throw goat, like.
What?
Because he's a great singer. What? We have to do something with dancer. What? We have to Midnight Ballerina.
I'm liking that. Midnight Swan. I'm liking that.
You know Midnight Ballerina?
Me on that day at 12 p.m.
Midnight
12
Ballerina. Midnight Ballerina means Midnight Ballerina also means
okay,
you dance at a strip club.
Okay, work. Flirty. gentle.
He's quiet. He's quiet.
And quiet. Flirty, gentle, and quiet.
Flirty, gentle, quiet. Oh, shit. Damn it. What's the one for Jin? Annoying.
Big okay, Jin, for those annoying. Of you guys that don't know who Park Jimin is, he's in BTS.
Who the fuck does that know?
Well,
that
like,
is?
I feel like we're getting a lot of new people here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So Park Jimin is.
But still, if you do not know who BTS is.
But that, like, people don't know the members of BTS.
Okay, I guess.
Like, name a member and pretty much Brandon.
Brandon.
Next up is Charlie and Jimin in the same room is like,
I hope they kiss.
So far, this is my dream blunt rotation. Kyo, Ariana Grande,
Sabrina Charlie. Carpenter, Jimin, and Charlie XCX.
While you're doing this, Charlie XCX. Let's do.
I think she's
party
kind.
Girl. Just put party girl.
Yeah, the party girl, obviously.
Outspoken, loud, and
let's do loud, confident, kind.
Yeah. Okay, boom. Okay, next up for here, I'm just gonna go ahead and say this one. I think this one's just an absolute, like, duh. Like, if we're gonna put Ariana on there, we're gonna put Kyo on there, we gotta put Ben Platt on there. like Ben Platt, like. And then for his vibe
Waving
label
it through a window.
His vibe label will be Evan Hansen. Vibe label is like, homie's still waving through the window.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, Evan Hansen,
Ben
yes.
Platt.
Oh my god, are you kidding? He is respectful. He is a nippo.
He's respectful. He's
compassionate, I would say.
Compassionate, yes.
And I would
let's put like I was gonna say clever.
Let's do clever. Guys, we only have a few options for these, so like we have to just choose between the same ones.
Super top team. Welcome to the villa.
Super top team.
BTS Jin.
So Jin is another member of BTS for the white
Jin,
people that are watching this.
Yup. The hot, sexy bombshell who's probably gonna win this season.
And then
because
his vibe level is Worldwide Handsome.
Worldwide Handsome.
Yes, we're gonna put Worldwide
also
Handsome.
Also, could be Alcheska's husband.
That's okay.
Alcheska's hus, if you want to abbreviate it, if it doesn't fit.
Alcheska's.
So Alcheska's doesn't fit, or
okay, so
or
you
what?
Pick the three. You pick the three.
Okay, I think that he
is
Mrs. Cocky. He is kind of cocky, no?
No, he's not.
But, like, to have a label of Worldwide Handsome. And I think that he's hilarious. Wait, mischievous, hilarious, and charming.
Coming in, Alyssa. Pink Panthers. Okay, we're putting Pink Panthers in this because that is like pop girly of 2026.
And that's UK representation because this is Love Island originated in the UK.
We know the historical implications of what this is saying.
Obviously,
vibe label. Let's put alt baddie. You know, like alt.
Or hyper pop baddie.
Hyper pop daughter.
Yeah. She's Hatsune Miku's daughter.
Yes.
If that doesn't fit, you know.
Okay, this one undeniably is clever.
She is clever.
Undeniably
she
elusive.
She's elusive.
And
she is funny as fuck.
Funny.
That bitch is
boom.
Funny.
This is just a clown show. Okay, the next person is, I think we're pretty like, We're good on the POC, but I think this really just like nail in the coffin.
We have two more people.
SZA.
Oh, okay.
Let's add in SZA.
Producer, give us a SZA song.
Let's call her like Ethereal Baddie.
Yeah.
Ethereal Baddie. Okay, she is. Let's do sneaky.
Yeah, let's do sneaky.
Let's do intense. No, she's not intense, girl.
She's gentle.
Gentle, yes.
Straightforward. Sure, let's do straightforward.
She is straightforward.
She'd be posting like
anything.
Yeah.
And all her music, I'm like,
she comments on Mom Donnie's post all the time. Like, I fucking love her.
Okay, and then the last person is, I'm trying to think of a song from her.
Coming from the Philippines.
Mabuhay.
Olivia Rodrigo. What are we doing? Guys, what the fuck are we doing? Okay, vibe label.
Baby boy. Honeybee.
Sad girl.
Sad girl. Sad girl who's in love. Is that the name of her album?
Let's do flirty.
God.
You look pretty lit for a girl who's fucked up. Olivia's new album.
Jealous.
Jealous. Gagging. That's a song.
Do you get deja vu?
And then let's do.
Let's do. I feel like. I think that she's loud.
Intense.
Oh, she's intense. Yeah.
Who did you say for the bombshells?
The bombshell.
The last one.
Do you want to look at them?
Oh my God. Can I introduce one of them?
Of course. Sure.
Oh my God. Okay. That was such a.
The first bombshell entering the villa.
Tyler!
Let's call her sexy girl.
Yeah.
Let's call her sexy girl.
Waistline baddie.
Slime baddie?
Waistline baddie.
I was like, to go from sexy girl to slime baddie is kind of crazy.
Waistline baddie.
Waistline baddie.
Okay, she is flirty as fuck.
Flirty as fuck.
She is
compassionate. And let's do mischievous. I feel like she can be mischievous.
Yeah. Bitch, I need to stand up. Keep going.
Who's all next? Right.
Y'all see my ass for a second.
Baby, I'm a rock star. Welcome to the villa.
Lita.
Lisa Blackpink, because I don't know what her last name is. God, if I saw her.
Her first name is La.
La Lisa. Wait, that should just be her vibe.
Okay, vibe label, easy.
Rockstar.
Okay, boom.
Rockstar.
This is so fun, guys.
She's loud. Loud as fuck.
Okay, word. I think she's like...
I think that she's sneaky.
I feel like she's sneaky, and I feel like she's also... I'm gonna add in flirty. Like, I know.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna mix the game up. You know, everyone's flirty.
You standing up.
Like, I have to stand up because my legs are fucking, like, dead. Okay.
You wanna introduce them to
the boys are so tea. Oh my God. Okay, the first one. I need to sit down for this. Is the only twink that I would actually know. I need to be this man's friend so bad. I just bought his clone. Troye Sivan being a bombshell is so funny to me, but like the girls who get it, you know what I'm saying?
He is a bombshell.
No, he is a bombshell.
He is a bombshell.
But the next one, girl, is his a fucking intro nuke song, shell.
His intro song should be like Happy Little Pill.
Rush Twink, yeah. His vibe label is On Poppers.
Oh yeah, I thought that one better.
On Poppers. Choice of all.
If On Poppers, one word, please.
Okay, and then we're gonna put here. Oh my God, he's like all the green flags. Like literally, like quiet, quiet, compassionate, kind. Just like, just wonderful.
Wow, that's a really nice bombshell, because oftentimes the bombshells are fucking crazy.
The bombshell comes out with his tit out.
I don't know if you said tit or tip.
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 Okay, and the last one.
All right, last one.
Okay, before I don't want to like be annoying and like lose my shit, because I feel like that's like ingenuine, but like I truly need you guys to understand that like he is very hot to me, and like I feel quite literally extremely lustful towards this man. So I think that this being a bombshell is quite literally accurate. That being said, if you guys are new to this channel, this is a guy named Yeonjun.
He is from a group called TXT. And before you're like, oh, another K-pop person, like, I don't even listen to that shit.
Bitch, look him up on Google right now.
Just look up Yeonjun.
Look him up on Google and specifically put banana after it.
No, what I'm saying is actually Google one, Pinterest, then you'll get it.
Yes, go on Pinterest, then look up Yeonjun BF.
Yeah. It's canon. Get used to it.
Okay, and so then for the vibe label, we're gonna put ho, and then
ran through. I'm just kidding.
Ho, ran through, fucked up.
Yeah, those are his traits actually. Ho, ran through.
let's call him like,
oh, like life ruiner. Not that I would want my life to be ruined, but like,
can
life ruiner.
Can we not
ruiner.
Call him cheese boots?
Okay, life ruiner.
So I think that he's humble.
Girl, cocky.
He's confident. He's cocky.
And then he's flirty as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my god, I need him to ruin my life.
Okay.
It's just like that. It really is like that with
okay,
him.
So these are our islanders in the villa.
Let's get into our first day.
Welcome to Love Island. The islanders have arrived in the first... What did that say? Coupling has taken place. Oh my god, already! Let's see how these couples get along.
Oh, shit. Okay, the couples are... The couples are...
Okay, Because in Love Island, people chat with each other.
Okay, okay. Guys, here are the couples. Kehoe and Pink Panthers. From the get-go, compatibility, everyone's about at 26%. They're like, ish.
Yeah.
Next couple is Ariana Grande and Park Jimin. And I, you know what? If
that
those were my parents.
Crazy.
What a
Holy
wonderful
shit,
household
that
to be
would
in.
Rock your fucking world, genuinely.
That's what a wonderful home to be under.
Oh my god, I called it. I said, I want Charlie XCX to kiss Sabrina Carpenter! Yes!
Okay, so the next one is Sabrina Carpenter and Charlie XCX. Fourth one is Jin
of BTS. The first two are steady. Sabrina and Charlie XCX they're being tested.
Yeah.
It's always the lesbian couples. It's always the lesbian couples. Are you fucking kidding me?
But Ariana Grande and Park Jimin are steady.
Okay, the next couple.
I like women and men. Okay,
the next couple. This is crazy. It feels like they cater to the both of us. Because the next couple is Jin and Ben Platt.
Jin and Ben Platt are the next couple. And they're steady.
Woo!
And then the last one is SZA and Olivia Rodrigo. Which I would need that collab.
I would also need that collab. Another day in paradise. The islanders are soaking up the sun, having deep chats, and maybe stirring up some drama.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so the couple that
the lesbian
seen...
couples have survived it. They have survived it.
You're right.
Yes! Okay, guys. Kehoe and Pink Panthers, Ariana Grande and Jimin, and Jin and Ben Platt are kind of on the rocks. They're on the rocks. Their compatibility has lessened. While the lesbian couples, SZA, Olivia Rodrigo, and Sabrina and Charlie, are kind of steady.
One may say SZA is SZAing.
Thank you. Oh, the chats! Oh. Okay, Kehoe said, hey, Pink Panthers, how are you feeling about us being coupled? Pink Panther says...
I'm seeing where this goes, but I want to talk to other people, too. I think we need to talk about our situation.
I think we both know this isn't working out how we hoped.
Girl, it's like magnets on the same side. They're going to balance off of each other. Let's be so for real.
Oh, shit. And everyone else is saying that, too. Like Ariana Grande and Jimin and Sabrina and Charlie are also saying that. Can we have a chat about where we stand? Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too. I like you, but I'm just not sure yet. I'm gonna vomit.
This life is too hard.
What happened? Producer, please.
Is it just me or her Jin and Ben Platt not clicking?
Oh my god.
Recoupling soon, please.
Shit! Motherfuck.
Are anyone else feeling the awkward tension between Jin and Ben Platt? And I just
said... We were rooting for that.
And I just said that I want them to stand. Like, I just said that, too.
Okay, next day.
Oh, my God. People hate Jin and Ben Platt. Fuck!
Wait, this is so interesting. What a crazy concept of
people
a site.
Hate Charlie and SZA the most. I'm shocked.
Day three. Another day in paradise. The islands are soaking up the sun, having deep chats, and maybe stirring up some drama once again.
Here we go. Oh my God, everyone is down except Sabrina and Charlie XCX. That's what you get for putting a theater girl and an alt girl together.
They just understand each other.
They see each other. They see each other's aesthetics.
But Jin and Ben Platt, it's not looking good. Everything is going bad.
I think they're just having a vocal off.
What do you think is the main point of tiff between Kehoe and Pink Panthers? Kehoe likes boys. Mayhaps.
Let's check. Okay, same thing. Day four. I mean, we all kind of knew that, no?
Damn. Okay, between Ariana Grande and Park Jimin. So now, guys, we're at day four. Here's the main thing for day four. Ariana Grande and Park Jimin are just getting worse.
What
are they fighting about?
I don't know. Maybe the fact that Jimin likes...
Conflicting tour dates. Oh, stupid hype.
Oh my God. Kehoe and Ariana. Kehoe and Ariana are talking. Kehoe said, I just wanted to get to know you better. I think you're really cool. Ariana said, I've been wanting to get to talk to you too. Actually, I'm enjoying to getting to know everyone.
Ariana Grande with
these gay boys.
A bombshell has entered the villa.
Tyla has entered the villa.
This is day five,
She is
guys.
Ready to turn heads and cause trouble with the existing couples. She describes herself as waistline baddie and is looking for someone flirty, compassionate, and mischievous.
Oh, didn't we do that? Didn't we put that in? Okay.
Maybe she just wants the same thing.
Okay, let's see.
Jin and Ben Platt are fake.
Oh, they're done.
Oh my God,
bro.
Look at the compatibility between Ariana and Jimin. Did they
hate each other?
Did they fist fight in the villa?
Jimin found beat the fuck up by Ariana Grande.
Jimin found face down in the pool.
Ariana caught waterboarding.
In the toilets.
Okay, let's see what the chats are saying. Like, who's talking to Tyla?
Pretty normal. Jin and Ben Platt on the verge of breaking up.
Oh, they're all cooked. Kehoe and Ariana Grande.
No, it's the same.
Oh yeah, they're just getting to know each other.
Okay, that's day four. Is it just me
or Kehoe and Pink Panther's not clicking? Park Jimin is flying under the radar. Need more screen time or heading for a dumping? Girl, Jimin's about to be kicked out.
Yeah, no.
I think that he might be the cause of the root problem.
Okay, another day. We're at day six. Hey guys, we're at day six. Oh my God, it is just horrible.
Everyone except Sabrina and Charlie are fake as fuck.
Now it's been 1 week, and we're gonna perform a recoupling. They're gay. Charlie ditched her so fast.
Look at the first one.
I know. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Charlie left Sabrina? Did Sabrina get kicked out?
So here are the couples, guys, now that the recoupling has happened. Jin and Park Jimin.
Like, what are the odds? What are the fucking odds?
Ariana Grande and Pink Panthers, I'm for it.
Bow.
That's literally bow. Yes and hyperpop version. SZA is rocking his world, girl.
Yeah. Ben Platt's like...
You know that meme of, like, POV, a guy who just pulled his first baddie?
Yeah.
And it's a guy in, like, software engineering clothes?
Yeah, that's and like then Ben Platt. You swipe and it's...
Yeah, SZA. Tyla and Charlie XCX, that's crazy work. Kehoe and Olivia Rodrigo, I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
I think the most that they're going to do is maybe write a song together.
I think the most they're going to do is maybe hit the gay bars.
Sure.
Okay,
Jin
let's hit
and
chats.
Jimin, I don't know. They seem like they're going to tussle. Okay. Genuinely.
Let's hit the chats.
Okay, let's hit the chats. I'm really happy I choose you. I chose you in the recoupling. Thanks for picking me. Let's see where this goes.
Who's top and who's bottom?
Let's be for real.
They're all saying that.
Let's be for real. Who has the dick scandal?
Oh,
and hey, Jin. It's nice to meet you. I'd love to get to know you better. Hi, Tyler. Things aren't great with Ben Platt right now, so I'm definitely open to getting to know you. Jesus Christ.
Jin just ran through.
I know.
Oh my god, Jimin!
And Charlie XCX. Things aren't great with Sabrina? You didn't say that when you were kissing her little heart rate challenge. You read it.
Okay, first challenge. The Islanders perform sexy dances to see who can get those who's heart racing the fastest. Unexpected results lead to drama as some couples discover their partner's heart raced more for someone else.
You're literally good.
Work. The games are up.
We are up. So up right now. I feel like the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Guys, Jin
and call me a day the way I'm up.
Jin and Jimin are sucking on it. They're sucking on each other. It's good.
There's no sex on Love Island, right?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
New bombshell alert. Yes. Now it's day 11 and Lisa has entered the villa.
Da, 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 da. Baby, I'm a rock star. Oh my god.
He is ready.
He describes himself as a rock star. And it's looking for someone flirty, loud, and sneaky. Well, that's not Jin, baby, so continue.
We should low-key go to the next day and see when the next recoupling is.
Snog, marry, pie. Each Islander must choose who they want to kiss, who they'd marry, and who gets a cream pie in the face. Feelings are hurt, and you connect.
That's not where a cream pie is, as I checked. But-
Can I have the fan now? It's hot on here. It's hot over here. Form as true feelings.
That's not where my
girl. This show is ridiculous. Continue. Let's see.
Inaccurate.
Oh my god. Because they couldn't cream pie. This is ridiculous. Because they couldn't cream pie.
Tyler and Charlie XCX are having trouble because in the cream pie challenge they couldn't do it.
Yeah, anatomically it doesn't make sense. That's unfair.
That's so fucking funny. Perfect. Okay.
Wow.
Recoupling once again.
Oh god. Jin and Jimin, please stay together.
Wait,
no
hold on,
recoupling. No recoupling, please.
Okay, let's say this will be the final couples.
And whoever's in the green is the winner, in my opinion.
Let's do this plus 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Boom. Recoupling. We fucking won. SZA and Lisa.
By 2%, baby. SZA and Lisa.
And in our final group of couples, we have Tyla.
Wait. The second one and the last one? How does that make sense? Jimin, you fucking cheater, bitch ass, ran through motherfucker.
Maybe it's an open relationship.
You're hoping it's an open relationship.
Because,
bitch.
Yeah, girl, just count me in.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's getting juicy, guys. The couples were Tyla and Olivia Rodrigo, which is crazy.
Crazy.
SZA and Jimin.
Which, weird. We're going to talk about that in maybe Ariana 4 seconds.
And Pink Panthers. SZA and Lizza.
That's their ship name.
SZA and Liza Koshy. SZA and Lisa. Kehoe and Ben Platt. Oh my god, that's such a win! That's such a win this month! And then Jin and Park Jimin, which is a win.
Jimin, you motherfucker! What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So then the next day comes, and then it's apparently Yeonjun pulls up, which I hope Jimin hops on that too. Like, let's be so for real.
Okay. If Yeonjun ends up with any of the following.
Don't click it yet.
If Yeonjun ends up with any of the following, Jimin, Kehoe, or Lisa, or crazy poll, SZA. Because I don't
think he can handle a baddie, but I just want to see it happen. I want to see what SZA, the compatibility charts are. SZA and Yeonjun would break the internet. Yeah, I would.
Okay, so it's been 21 days.
Oh, God, it's almost been a month.
Putting a bunch of pop girlies in the Love Island simulator. What the fuck did I just say?
You know.
So we put a bunch of... we put a bunch of pop girlies in Love Island Simulator. Mm-hmm. Now it's day 21. It's the final recoupling. We're gonna see if people actually ended up staying loyal or jumping ship for the bombshells. Bombshells being
Lisa, Yeonjun, Tyla, Choi Sivan.
Let's hit it. Meanwhile, Jimin and Jin are apparently going strong. Girl, I need that. I need that! We won! Why is Jimin everywhere?
Jimin, you fucking whore bitch!
Okay.
He broke up with Jin!
But, like, look who Jin ends up with.
Look who Jimin ended up with?
I know.
Look who Olivia ended up with?
Where? Oh! The world is healing! Girl, it's so confusing. Oh, wait, they're doing horrible.
Fuck. 6%.
Fuck, shit. Fucking shit. They're doing so bad.
Oh my God. They're the lowest. They're the lowest. Okay, so
the final of our Love Island Simulator is SZA and Lisa.
Hot.
Go.
Jin and Yeonjun.
Hot, by the way. Troye Sivan and Park Jimin.
Which, guys, there has to be some person working in the back rooms watching all of this. Like,
no, that ain't so hard. That ain't so hard.
Next couple.
Wait, that means Troye Sivan releasing an album this year and BTS still being on tour. That means they're gonna bring out Troye Sivan for the New York show. Okay.
Next couple, Kyo and Jimin.
The hell is that? Which, like, period. You know, I would be the period, I would be the girl with both.
Jimin's
of them.
A fucking whore.
I need to challenge both of those couples. I need to be the Zendaya and all that.
Okay. Next couple.
Ariana Grande, Pink Panthers.
Period.
Which was already a thing.
Tyla and Ben Platt, which
Ben is getting his world rocked.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And the final couple who is not in good standing. Who is labeled as, it was the only couple labeled as fake, by the way. Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo. See, the world works in mysterious ways. Because there's no way that they didn't think that this was actually like.
So who won? Troye Sivan and Park Jimin won.
Yeah.
Over SZA and Lisa? What's the percentage?
I feel that.
54 versus SZA and Lisa is what?
51.
And
wow.
The top two being both gay couples is a win. Oh, that means Olivia did her horrible.
People hate Troye Sivan.
But anyways, guys.
Wow.
What a wonderful ending.
What a whirlwind of emotions.
What the fuck did we just do?
I'm tired.
Thanks, guys, so much for watching Love Island today.
Thank you for tuning in to Peacock on Love Island. We're your hosts, Alcheska and Clarence.
And we're signing off from Fiji.
We're signing off from Fiji. We'll see you on next season of Love Island.
Work! We hope you guys have a wonderful summer and a gay summer, that is, this Pride Month.
Exactly.
Let's lock out this summer and get in the clubs.
I live stream Wednesday and Thursday.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode. If you want the extended version of today's Love Island episode, it will be on our audio platforms.
Yes, it will.
We'll be streaming on all audio platforms. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of Asian World Podcast. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Isa, Delawa, Tudlo.
Ina. I was yours for the taking. Guess I needed a home.
But I can't believe this. Love Island just gay. This is crazy.